Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in the Quran, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, and do not taunt one another. It is mentioned in Tafsir Surat al-Jinan. This means to not insult, criticize, or find faults in one another. Believers are like a singular soul. When one finds fault in another, it is as though he criticizes himself. This illness of taunting, criticizing, and insulting is widespread. If a person adopts the sunnah in his sitting, standing, walking, eating, drinking, and clothing, he is unfairly criticized. The poor are taunted over their poverty. Some even criticize others because they believe themselves to be inherently superior, whereas the true measure of honor is how much taqwa someone has. If someone is a laborer, people taunt him about his job. If a person sells items from a cart, he suffers insult. A person who only has daughters and no sons, despite daughters being a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is then subjected to same terrible treatment. When it comes to the financial matters before marriage or even divorce, Allah forbid, then Satan causes havoc and embroils people in taunting and hating others. Two hadiths about criticism and insulting. The companion Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explained, those that extensively curse and taunt shall neither be witnesses nor intercessors on the Day of Judgment. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala comments on this blessed hadith, on the Day of Judgment, the Ummah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be witnesses for the Prophets alayhimus salatu wasalam that passed before, affirming that the latter preached to their respective nations. This Ummah will also intercede for the sinful, yet Muslims that are accustomed to cursing and taunting will be deprived of these two bounties. Do not make a habit of these in this world. As narrated by the companion Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, a believer is not he who insults, curses, or uses obscene speech. Obscene speech is defined as التعبير عن الأمور المستقبحة بالعبارات الصريحة, explicitly speaking of shameful matters. Offering his expert insight yet again, Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala comments on this hadith, these bad characteristics, insulting, cursing, and speaking obscenely, are not found in a true Muslim. It opposes the ethics of Islam for one to ignore their own defects but search for those of other Muslims. The same rings true of cursing and criticizing everyone. Some curse animals, others the weather, select few even swear first and speak afterwards. All of them should take heed from this hadith. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.